I'm not saying that the Philadelphia Eagles are not going to win this game. But to answer the question directly about being more or less confident, well, I'm less confident for a couple of reasons. One would be the Rams' ability to get to the quarterback. Let's throw that out, because we don't anticipate that Saquon Barkley is going to rush for 255 yards again. I know we're not doing that.
That sound like hate. That sound like hate. NFL playoffs. Hey, 12 Cal, King Jerm, where y'all at, man? Where the hell y'all at? Because we got the divisionals, bro. We got the divisional. And we seen some, a lot of these, look, in the wild card, niggas got blown out. Chargers didn't show up. Them niggas started to look like San Diego Chargers. Okay? Texans took care of work. Mad work. You understand what I'm saying? And then when you go to go down to the Broncos, hey, I like Bo. I'm not gonna even hold you, bro. When they come to him, and you know I'm a Raiders fan, so I don't what I look like given another player from the opposing, you know, like basically. I'm giving props, bro. I'm giving props to the enemy. Because Bo Nix is nice. Though that nigga is nice, bro. I like his game. Bo Nix is if the NFL at the time took more patience with Tebow. That's it. I mean, you know, we know Tebow run a little bit more, though. And his accuracy was... I remember they shitted on Vic when he first came in the league and they talked about his accuracy. They couldn't talk about his arm power, though. That nigga tossed that shit out the stadium. You know what I'm saying? So, same thing with Lamar Jackson, though. And I was kind of on their side when they was not pushing him to be a receiver, but it was like, going to the NFL is, we've seen quarterbacks, trust me, as a Raider fan, I've seen a lot of quarterbacks, promising quarterbacks, come and go. As well as other teams. So it was one of those things where, I mean, shit, they turned Eric Crouch into a receiver. And he didn't even, I don't even know how long, he didn't play that long, you know. So it was like, you know, when you got one of those Action Jackson, one of those type of quarterbacks, one of those quarterbacks that's going to throw for three and run for 1K, yeah, that was a special. So everybody needs to. Shout out to 12 Cal. The NFL and the fan base should apologize to Lamar Jackson because he's on the verge of winning his second league MVP. And a lot of people feel like that'll rob our guy over there in Buffalo. And trust me, I love both. I do. But they feel like Lamar Jackson, why I say it like that? They feel like Josh Allen should definitely get MVP. And I will say this. Josh Allen deserves an MVP in his league. He does. He does. Josh Allen, for me, could have won an MVP in one of the last couple of seasons. He's good. Lamar Jackson just happened to, after he lost to us this season, he just turned it up. He turned it up after that. You know, and they showed the stats. I had the stats somewhere in my phone. I think as far as, I think he 41 TDs to 4 interceptions, I think. I think it's a no-brainer. Because Jackson got 41-72 to Josh Allen's 37-31, 41 tubs versus 28 tubs, 4 interceptions versus 6. The passer rating is an 18-point difference. I think that's a no-brainer. I think if they was give it to Josh Allen, I would still be happy, but I would know that Lamar Jackson got robbed. Like Kobe, Steve Nash robbed. Clearly, right? But going back to the matchups, we got some hell of a matchups, but let's get back to that wild card. Yeah, Denver, they wet the bed. They wet the bed. They did. It was nasty. Nasty works. to me, I want to say the game of that week, got to go to Washington Commanders and Buccaneers. And I was actually going for Baker Mayfield because he's my fantasy quarterback. He the one that got me to the championship this year. I lost in the championship by 10 points. But he got me there. He got me there as playing a majority of the games of the season for a fantasy for me. You know, he was only outside of the bye, and I think I may have subbed him out a couple of other times. He played majority of the season for me, and he was solid. Green Bay wet the bed. I mean, but you can't really shit on him like that because they've been dealing with injuries all year. And shout out to Philly. Philly, outside of Philly, man, I thought Tampa Bay would have been the strongest team. I never really had any faith in the Vikings. Shout out to my boy Smooth, but niggas was popping off too early. Them niggas went right home. 9 points? That's nasty. To the Rams, the Rams turned their season around, and they started off real bad. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's nasty work. They talking about y'all quarterback stole money because this is what we get to. I be telling niggas, just like in the NBA, bro, I'm not worried about the regular season like that. Yes, we need the regular season in order for us to get positioned into the playoffs. I get that. You got to win the games. You have to win the games. But niggas, when you are a fan base of a story franchise or a consistent playoff team, that's what you worried. The only thing that you worried about is injuries at that point. Of course, you're going to watch the game. You're going to go to a couple of games. But at the same time, your focus is on the playoffs, especially when it comes to football, because football, you need majority of your soldiers. Or else you ain't going to be it's not going to be looking good. You'll be blessed to find a couple of players that could step up and take over. You know what I'm saying? But slim chances. You know what I'm saying? The Commanders, dog. That's a scary team, right? It's an exciting team, though. Exciting team. And that bout they had with Tampa Bay, I thought that shit was phenomenal. I thought it was perfect. You know what I'm saying? But we on to the divisionals. We got Baltimore. See, and here's the thing. This is how Kansas City be seeping through. But look, the Houston Texans got a hell of a defense. They got a hell of a defense. They got a playmaker over there, you know, at the receiver spot and the quarterback spot. Solid pieces. But it seemed like Kansas City always gets damn near the cakewalk to the Super Bowl. And that's not hate. That's just reality. Remember a couple of years ago when the Browns got there and the Browns almost. And I think that was Baker Mayfield. I think that was Baker Mayfield that was playing with the Browns at that time. And I forgot what it was, but I think it was something like a fumble out of bounds or some shit like that around in the red zone. I can't really remember. I should have had that pulled up, but they almost got them. You know, we know about Buffalo. You know what I'm saying? And in those, to me, outside of Kansas City, those are the two strongest AFC teams is Buffalo and the Ravens. Those are the ones that can compete with Kansas City. And I'm not going to lie to you. I want to see Baltimore to go to the Super Bowl. Hell, I even go as far as saying this. I want Baltimore to win the Super Bowl. I want a black quarterback to win the Super Bowl. I want Lamar Jackson to win the Super Bowl. I'm saying it right now. I'm just biased. I know King Germ. Give me a call, bro. Go ahead and give me a call. I'm free all weekend. And so I know when it comes to the when it comes to Philly, hey man, them Rams. Hey, I'm from LA, but I'm not a Rams fan. I'm just saying this. It seems like they on some diet Cinderella shit. You see what I'm saying? Like when you think about the rest of the teams in the playoffs, especially from the NFC side, they are pretty much the weakest link. I think the Commanders is a much better team than LA Rams. A much better team. Much exciting for sure. So I feel like the Rams is playing that, you know, we're going to ride this to the wheels fall off because we're not supposed to be here anyway type of football they playing. So, Philly, y'all better wake up. Hey, and y'all need this because Philly needs this because if L.A. beats Philly, like L.A. been dominating all year between sports and hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my Dodgers. Shout out to y'all, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now, basketball, hey, we still in the mix of things. We're coming up on All-Star weekend. You know, it'll be here shortly. And my Lakers are playing much better than last year, the last couple of years, actually. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't necessarily call them a lock-in to be a contender for the championship, but they're playing much better. And we're making some moves, so there's that. But L.A. win over Philly is not going to look good. We've been whooping niggas' asses. We done beat the Yankees. We done beat Canada. If we beat Philly, I won't be going over there no time soon. But shout out to King Jerm, man. Hey, I hope y'all pull it out because I think Philly is one of those strong NFC teams. And, you know, I would it would be dope to see the Washington Commanders and the Philly, two rivals in a division, go at it in the NFC Championship game. That'd be exciting to watch, especially with two black quarterbacks. Washington got their hands full because Detroit is technically 1A, 1B, one of the best teams in the NFC / NFL, period. They turned their franchise around within, 4 years? To where it's been respectable. So, you know, be careful out there. I think Houston, I don't know if I think Houston can get Kansas City or I want them to get them. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think they have a chance, but, you know, Mahomes is Mahomes, and they've been figuring shit out. They have. They've been, and it seemed like the football gods been putting out parlays, and they've been on every ticket, you know what I'm saying? And I just think we're getting an early treat with the Baltimore versus Buffalo. I think that's going to be it. Oh, my God. I think that right there, I mean, that's the two MVP candidates going back and forth. This is why I said we need more postseason trophies. I said that with the NBA, with the NFL, we might need the same thing. We might need a MVP of the playoffs. And I know y'all might be saying, man, that's too many awards, but we don't want to extend the regular season award into the playoffs because it's just for the regular season. And what if one of the candidates don't make it to the postseason? That's not fair because he could have stats that can say, hey, I'm the number one guy. But if the number one guy doesn't make it to the playoffs, that could be, you know, troublesome, you know. So, but I think the players should be recognized in the playoffs, in between. You know what I'm saying? I think those trophies should hold weight. I think those awards should hold weight. You know what I'm saying? And it's special because you can only win those postseason awards if you make it to the postseason. You know what I mean? So just like when you make it to the finals, hey, you can only get the finals MVP by actually going to the finals and actually being the best in the finals, you know, and winning. So that's special. But I love it. Hey, we almost out of there, but I feel like this is going to be a year that's going to, we're not going to miss everything because baseball is coming back. The storylines are still popping there. You know what I'm saying? We know what happened. We know what's going on in New York right now. How niggas is just, hey, with Cam and Cam and, you know, Jim Jones is beefing. Them niggas are splitting up. Juan Soto went across the street. You know what I'm saying? That's wild living over there. You know what I'm saying? So it's heated over there in New York right now. And Joey Badass jumped out the window and got the West ramped up. So it's just a lot going on. We're going to be held as far as entertainment. We're going to be held down for a cool minute, you know, for a cool minute. But yeah, so if I had to pick the perfect matchups going into the NFC and the AFC championship game. I'm going Baltimore, Kansas City. I'm just strictly going ratings right now. Because I would love to see an upset by Houston. But I'm going to go Baltimore, Kansas City. And then I'm going to go Philly and Washington. But if I had to do an alternate, then let's get a Kansas City and Buffalo, obviously. Sorry, Houston. And then we're going to go Detroit. I say Detroit and Philly. But for some reason, I feel like the Detroit and Rams game will be fired, too. But I'm going to go Detroit and Philly because I think those are the two strongest teams. I think the Washington Commanders is one of the most exciting, and they like the wild card, no pun, type of team. The Rams, the further they go, the more the world going to get pissed off. I'm not a fan, but it seems like they just going to piss off the world more. I don't even think they got enough to compete with the other three, but we're going to see. So those are my ratings matchup, you know what I mean, at the end of the day. We had a couple of Laker games pushed back due to the fire. I know y'all heard of it. So, you know, we're back at it by now, but I think we have to postpone two games, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm looking forward to it, you know. One thing that I'm not looking forward to, well, I can't say that I am and I'm not. I say there's, in general, I just don't get that same excitement for the All-Star game or the weekend, right? But they have new formats, and I'm going to check that out. So shout out. When we get closer to the date, you know, I'll basically go over what it is in detail or whatever and get my thoughts and perspective on it. But outside of that, Open Run with BTG. Hey, man, I'm back in the States. It's feeling good. But, you know, I got some bad news this morning. I just want to give a special, extremely special, dedicating this episode to him. Rest in peace to Cam. And it's a person that I know are new. Shout out to Cam. You put up a good fight, champ. You put up a good fight. And always be loved, always be remembered. And I was that distant friend, uncle, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to you. You put up a good fight. Much love.